This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know how many of you remember much about Todd and Lisa Beamer. Todd Beamer was on United Flight 93 on September 11th. He's the one that's credited with saying to the GTE phone operator, she heard him say, "Let's roll." And it's assumed that that's when the passengers of Flight 93 took the flight back from the terrorist. Probably one of the most emotional moments in my life, and it's a really simple moment, but it really touched me, was when I spoke in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. And right at the end of the service, they asked all the ministers that were there to stand. And I was hesitant to stand, even though I'm a minister. I was a guest minister, but I stood anyway. And they said, "Now we want 4 or 5 people that are here to go around each minister, and we want you to put your hands on their shoulders and pray for them." I thought, well, that's a nice gesture for all the North Carolinian ministers there. And I stood up and didn't know it until after it was over, but a couple came up from behind me and put their hands on my shoulders, and it wasn't until after the prayer time I turned around, and it was David and Peggy Beamer, Todd Beamer's parents, that I met later, and I was stunned who they were. And so here I had Todd Beamer's parents saying, "Lord, bless this minister, bless his church, bless his ministry." And I was very deeply moved to tears knowing that when I found out that the Todd Beamer's parents were the ones praying for me. But here's what I want to tell you. Lisa Beamer writes about what happened after she got the news that Todd was on that flight and what happened, of course. Throughout the fall of 2001, there were many difficult logistics to deal with, as there are with all loved ones' deaths. Filing forms, finding documents, canceling credit cards, and sorting through all kinds of personal items. One of the most painful for me was dealing with Todd's car. It had been parked at the airport on September 11th and was impounded. When the car was available for release, I didn't want it brought back to our house right away. You see, I was concerned that my boys would see the familiar white sedan coming down the road and think Daddy was coming home. Brian and Elaine Mumau volunteered to have the police deliver it to their house temporarily. When the car arrived, I asked if they would go through it and put Todd's personal belongings in a box that I could sort later. They agreed and tackled the sad job. I'm sure they threw away gum wrappers, coffee cups, and gas receipts as they packed up his sunglasses, CDs, suit coat, notebook, and the Bible. One item they found, however, was intriguing. In the armrest tray between the front bucket seats, Todd had some scripture memorization cards that he used while driving. The top card on the stack, the one that he probably read on September 11th, 2001, was Romans 11, 33 through 36. It was the exact passage of scripture that helped me through my dad's death. The same passage I'd been reminded of on a difficult time in college, and the very passage that had been my memory verses for the Bible study I was preparing for the week before Todd died. Seeing that card reminded me that God is always speaking to us and giving us just the words we need for the events He knows lies ahead. Lisa Beamer got a word from the Lord that day when she picked up the car and saw the last scripture that her husband probably looked at. I want to give you a word from the Lord today. Not from me, but from Scripture, that you either are living a victorious life where you already have victory. And the victory is not in you, it's not in your career, it's not in your bank account. The victory is in what Jesus Christ accomplished 2,000 years ago when He conquered death.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.